Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to dig into some really cool tech that can really boost your webinars.
Sounds fun.
We're checking out this AirMeet article from September 6th this year, so pretty recent. It's called, What Emerging Technologies Should We Be Incorporating Into Our Webinar Strategy to Stay Ahead of the Curve? And that's exactly what we're doing here, giving you the need to know so you can skip the fluff.
Exactly.
Okay, so the article starts off strong, talking about AI. I mean, it feels like it's everywhere right now.
Totally.
And this article goes way beyond just using chatbots, although those are definitely still useful. It talked about how AI can actually personalize the webinar experience.
And that's what makes it so powerful. Like, imagine tailoring the experience to each person.
Whoa, now that's next level. So how does that even work?
Well, the article gives this cool example using ChatGPT. So instead of just asking for generic webinar topics, you give it specific details. Like, let's say you're doing a webinar on project management software.
Okay.
You could tell ChatGPT, give me webinar topics about project management software.
Yeah.
That would appeal to, say, marketing managers in tech. Something like that.
Ah, so it's about being super specific to get really useful info.
Yeah. And then you can use that to personalize everything, the landing page, emails, everything.
Okay, that's huge. So we've gone from just automating a few things to actually creating this custom experience for everyone.
Exactly. And when it comes to reaching more people, the article also talks about how live translation tools are becoming game changers.
Yeah, this one definitely stood out to me. I mean, breaking down language barriers is so important these days.
For sure. And it goes beyond that. They were talking about a tool that can do live translation in multiple languages at the same time.
Seriously.
Imagine you're hosting a webinar and people from all over the world can understand everything in real time. It's wild.
Wow, that's amazing. And again, we're talking about way more than just inclusivity. It's about connecting with potential clients and partners all over the world.
Exactly. And I think it's only going to become more important.
Now, the article also goes into some tools that seem, I don't know, kind of basic at first glance.
Right, like noise cancellation or virtual cameras.
Right, but then they make a really good point about how even these basic tools are getting some seriously cool upgrades.
Yeah, think like professional quality sound and those virtual backgrounds that actually look, you know, believable.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
It's like nothing says amateur like a webinar with like a dog barking in the background and a super pixelated background.
Seriously.
It all comes down to trust. Having good audio and video shows that you care about the quality of what you're putting out.
Exactly. It shows you're taking it seriously.
And you know what else this article really emphasizes?
What's that?
Data.
Data. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not just some buzzword. It's like the key to a whole other level of success with webinars.
Exactly. And what's cool is it's not just about how many people showed up. It's about really understanding who they are, their demographics, what they're interested in, what they're struggling with.
So you can really tailor your content and how you present it to your audience.
Exactly. It's about using that data to create a truly personalized experience. And we already know how much of a difference that makes.
Absolutely. This is great. Okay, so we've got AI personalization, global reach, these souped up basic tools, and now data-driven insights. Anything else we should know from this article?
Well, they also dive into the whole world of all-in-one webinar platforms. And of course, they mention AirMeet specifically, and they did write the article.
Right, of course. But in all seriousness, what's so great about these all-in-one platforms?
Well, just think about it. Registration, engagement tools, analytics, all in one place.
Okay.
That's super appealing for anyone who values efficiency and ease of use, you know.
That does sound pretty nice. Having everything all in one spot would streamline things for sure. But I feel like the article also hinted that there might be a few downsides to this.
Definitely. There are some trade-offs.
Yeah, like what's the catch?
Well, as great as these all-in-one platforms are, they can't always be the absolute best at everything.
Right. They're trying to do it all.
Exactly. You might find a specific tool you love for, like, email marketing.
Okay.
And it might work way better with your other systems than what the webinar platform offers.
Interesting. So it's about figuring out what matters most to you.
Exactly. Do you want simplicity or do you need those super specific features?
Right. So how do you actually decide which way to go? All in one or create your own setup?
Honestly, there's no easy answer. And the article even says that. It all depends on your needs and what you can afford.
So someone who just wants things to be easy and in one place and all in one platform makes sense. But if you need something super specific, it might be better to shop around.
Exactly. You got to find the right fit. And that's what I really liked about this article. You know, it doesn't just tell you to go buy all these new tools.
It makes you really think about it.
Yeah. It's all about being smart and strategic and making sure the technology actually fits into your plan.
Instead of just chasing the newest thing.
Exactly. It's about the bigger picture. You know, how can you use this stuff to make your message even better and create something really valuable for your audience?
Okay, I love that. So we've talked about AI for personalization, live translation, upgrading those basic tools, using data, and now all-in-one platforms. That's a lot.
It is. But the big takeaway here is that things are changing fast.
Yeah.
You got to know what's out there, but you also got to know how to actually use it.
So it's not enough to just know about the new tools. You need to understand how they work for you and your goals.
Exactly. And remember, the importance of data. Always keep track of your results as you test things out.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about connecting with your audience.
100%. The tech is cool, but it's what you do with it that really matters.
So true. Okay, so we always like to finish these deep dives with a question for our listeners, something for them to think about.
I love a good thought-provoking question.
Well, this article really got me thinking, what if in this world of bigger and better webinars with all this crazy tech, what if the best way to stand out is to focus on the human side of things?
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So not just how can we use this technology to impress people, but how can we use it to actually connect with them and make the experience more meaningful?
Exactly. Can we use these tools to turn presentations into conversations? How can we build a community around what we're talking about? That's what I want everyone to consider.
Such good questions. And they really highlight an important point. Technology can do amazing things, but it's just a tool. The real magic comes from using it to connect with each other.
Perfectly said. It's about finding that sweet spot, using technology, but not losing that personal touch.
Yeah, because I think at the end of the day, people come to webinars to learn from each other, right? Mm-hmm. To bounce ideas around, to connect with people who get it. And tech should help us do that better, not get in the way.
So true. Well, everyone, we've covered a ton today. All the cool new webinar tech, from AI to making those everyday tools even better. And of course, we had to talk about those all-in-one platforms. But no matter what you choose, it always comes back to creating something amazing for the people watching.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to actually try stuff out. See what works and what doesn't.
Yeah,
that's part
of
the fun.
The tech world is always changing, so you got to stay curious. All right, before we wrap up, we want to hear what you thought about all of this. Head over to social media, use hashtag WebinarWisdom, and let's keep this conversation going. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next deep dive. Until then, happy webinaring.